The squad's back together. Ladies and gentlemen, the squad is back together. It is Monday, August. Where am I?
How long have you been gone?
I've been gone for 2 weeks. I don't know what's happening anymore. It's August 27th, I'm pretty sure. I know this. It's 5:30 p.m. on a Monday evening, Pacific Standard Time. And talking about practice, we'll be starting shortly. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show coming up next. But before we get started, as we do, we always want to shout out our sponsors. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Feather River Recreation and Park District in Oroville, enriching lives through parks and recreation opportunities for all ages. The district offers preschool gymnastics, martial arts, dance, softball leagues, and much, much more. Do you have a hobby or a talent you want to turn into a job? Apply today to be a class instructor. The district is currently hiring full-time recreational supervisors. For more information, please visit frrpd.com. And you can always call them 533-2011. I can't tell you guys, man, I just feel right. I feel back in my zone, man. I missed you guys. Oh, you got no one's on. You guys want to talk? You guys want to talk? All right.
Brad missed you.
I like talking.
Yeah. Brad's the only one who missed me?
All right. Missed you.
Yeah, me and Derek have other.
You guys have other goals. That's fine. Talking about practice starts right now.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. Talking about practice, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. The world's greatest sports talk radio show.
I'm sorry about that, Brad.
Oh, you're good.
Are we good?
Yeah, but
My bad. It's been a minute. I'm a little rusty. I got to be honest. I'm a little bit rusty.
Yep, you're good.
It's your man, Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me, as always, the bearded bandito, the bar brawler, Derek Isumaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
Alongside him, Sonny Slim, a.k.a. our man, John Lucan.
What a do.
And of course, everyone's favorite, the guy we like to bash on every week.
Keeps us in check.
He keeps us in check. I call him self-check because he checks himself all the time.
Autocorrect.
Yes, sir. Statman Brad. Statman Brad, what's good, brother?
Yeah!
Always
ready to go.
He's always ducking around.
Let's do this.
Hold on. That is your best intro ever in
Thank you. It's almost a year, man.
You've been on the show.
I've been here for about a year and a little bit over.
Have you been here
really?
Like
a whole year?
Started in August. We started with the Chico State Wildcats coming in. And
hey.
It's about a year.
Wow. So that means I'm like past two years.
Welcome.
I made it, guys.
All right.
You're fired.
See you guys.
Only get one anniversary here, man.
Yeah.
Only one? All right.
Yep, that's it.
So come back next week and get another one?
Just stop, Brad.
So the whole squad is back in the building. And it feels really good. I got to tell you guys, I didn't realize how much I missed this until mics went on. I really missed you guys. I'm happy to be back. And we got a big show for you guys. Derek, what's on the rundown today?
Yeah, guys, we do have a show for y'all. Urban Meyer faces his punishment. Three games. The first three games.
Yeah.
Where they play poop teams. Ohio State, marvelous job of PR handling. OBJ back in the building, more like OB paid.
Woo!
Odell gets money, and every one of the receivers is loving it.
Yep.
Manu calls it a career. God, I hated him.
Hats off, though.
He should keep a hat on, though. North State update with your man, Statman Brad.
Woo!
News. A little golf and tennis talk from our L.A. correspondent, and obviously some foot and mouth.
The MVP of the
greatest
show.
Greatest game ever played.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a fun game to play.
What, soccer or golf?
Derek is mean with an 8-iron.
Oh, okay.
Derek is now on the golf tip. I'm on the golf tip. It's so great.
As much crap I have talked about golf
a year and a half ago, Derek was...
A year and a half ago, try 3 months ago, he hated golf.
I mean, a month before I started doing this thing, I never played it before.
So, do you wear the polo and everything on that?
He does.
Yeah, I do.
He does. It's a dry fit. It's a dry fit polo. Yeah.
It is the BCAC.
God, I miss you guys.
That's so legit.
It is the BCAC TV polo.
That's amazing.
Still waiting for him to get his own set of irons. Yes. But I'll keep giving him my irons.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, John. That's fun. Share clubs.
Should we get the people caught up on what's been going on with us?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
what's
going
on with
here,
you, man?
Yeah.
Should we start with the positive or the negative? I've been gone. I went to Dallas. Had to bury my grandmother, did the eulogy, which I wasn't expecting, but...
Are you a proper eulogist?
I've done four of them now.
You're a proper eulogist.
One was a wedding, though.
Yeah. No, none of... I get the joke, but I would much rather be ordaining weddings than doing eulogies.
Yeah, no.
And this has been my fourth one. Shouts to my family. It was a beautiful thing, man. You know, it was tough. Definitely, it was tough burying my grandmother, but it was so great seeing so many of my family members I haven't seen in 20 years. And then from there, I flew up to Chicago. God.
You went from a eulogy to a wedding.
Yes. I did the whole life cycle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's nice.
Well,
were you in on the birth, too? I mean,
well, I gave birth to a baby on the plane home. We'll get to that.
Shout out to Alaskan Airlines.
And that toilet.
Oh my God. Jeez, Derek.
Oh man.
Yeah, happy I missed you guys. Back. Yeah. So happy to be back. I went up to Chicago, met some of my day ones, some of my homies I've known since I was 5 years old. And then we went to Michigan, saw my boy DJ and his lovely wife Nikki get married. On Lake Michigan, it was absolutely beautiful. Awesome. I had an amazing time, man. And then I came home and I got super sick with the flu. So I lost 4 pounds, which, yeah, that sounds terrible. But guys, I wanted to lose 20 pounds over the summer. And that 4 pounds that I lost while I had the flu pushed me over the limit. So thank you. Thank you, whatever sickness I picked up on American Airlines. I appreciate you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Tanya.
Success. What was that, Tamika?
Moving on. In all seriousness, it feels really good to be back and see your faces. I didn't think I'd miss you guys this much until I was here. So here we are. So let's talk some Urban Meyer. Let's talk some Ohio State football. I'm just going to start off. Usually I like to do a little whole pre-ramble and like get us into a topic before I give my opinion, ask your guys' opinion. But I'm going to tell you guys right off top, this is a joke. Yep. He got three games. Okay, if we'll go back, Jim Tressel got fired. Okay, Jim Tressel got fired because he lied about
tattoos.
Dudes getting tattoos in exchange for game-worn gear.
How dare he? Tattoos? That's disgusting.
Jim Tressel got fired for...
Todd Gurley got 5-game suspension for taking signatures on a jersey.
AJ Green got 4 games for taking, what, 3 Gs for a jersey? Urban Meyer for lying about his one of his assistant coaches.
Not only one of his assistants, but an assistant that has been with him for years.
Correct.
Over at Florida. Yep. It has taken him every place that he has gone.
Correct. He got 3 games. Three-game suspension. Three games. Hey, do you have the teams he's playing? The teams at Ohio
State? I can pull it up, but I got a question. So is that by Ohio State?
Yes.
Yeah, they conducted their own pretty much internal investigation.
Not NCAA investigation. Yeah. It was an Ohio State investigation.
So, hey, and here's the great part, right? Who was, if you look at who was on that committee, let's say, that investigated Urban Meyer. Mm-hmm. Who do you think it was? Do you think it was from Michigan?
That's all Ohio State.
It was all Ohio State alumni.
Yeah. It's the boosters.
Here's the stipulation as well. He gets to come back after the first game to practice. So he's banned for the whole thing until the first game.
Unbelievable.
Comes back for practice after that, but can't
coach. I guarantee you those three teams you're going to read off in a few minutes, we're going to know maybe one of them. It's only because like
you will know every single one of them. You will know every single one of them.
I'm not a very religious man, but if I had to guess, Urban Meyer is going to hell, yes?
Well,
there
we
go. Judge, jury, execution.
Well, also being
I got this, guys. Let me grab the steering wheel real quick. Aaron, he's going to hell,
Aaron
right?
Aaron Hernandez already fucking
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Calm yourself. All right, here we go. The teams.
Let's go with
the
Brad.
Teams. Oregon State against Ohio State. Rutgers. And TCU is ranked number 16 in the nation. So these are not bad teams.
They're not terrible.
That you can, they're competitors. Oregon State has been like a competitive team in the Pac-12. So
it wasn't that bad, John. It really wasn't. I would have
Okay. So going into this, they aren't scrub teams. They're not Tulane, which they're going to be playing the next week. And they're not,
Are they not scrub teams? Ohio State had the number one recruiting class in the nation.
No, here's the thing. I'm not saying that,
this year or last year?
This year.
This year.
They're one of the top.
Wow.
But Ohio State's a good squad. They're always going to be like an Alabama. They're up there. But here's the thing. These aren't pushover teams. They're going to put up a little bit of a fight.
Okay. I mean,
fair enough.
And your coach being gone is
It's standing up and me flicking him over. That's the
pushover. Of course. It's basically the coach being there.
If I could for a second, I just want to paint you guys a picture, and I think we could all see this, right? So Urban Meyer comes into your parents' household, and he is pitching them on good morals, and I'm going to be a father... a surrogate father to your children, right? And this is
an instrumental point in your child's life,
right? Well, I'm
the biggest point.
While I'm stacking, what is it? He's making $8.5 million a year, I think.
Six and a half, I think.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind,
Saban's the number one college paid coach, and he's at I think a little over $7 million.
But remember, he doesn't have a mortgage because Alabama bought him his house. Meanwhile, his players don't get paid anything. But, that is a conversation for next summer when we have nothing to talk about.
$7.6 million.
Thank you.
There you go.
So he gets $7.6 million to come into your kid's house or your house, right, and pitch this idea that I'm going to be a surrogate father. I'm going to teach them this and that and how to be a man and blah, blah, blah. And in the meantime, he has, by all accounts, covered up an assistant coach who beat his wife on multiple occasions. We've talked about some of the details. If you want to look them up, feel free, because I don't want to go through all of them again because they're pretty horrific. This guy, the guy who he was covering up, what was his name again?
Zach Smith.
Thank you. Yeah. Zach Smith is a bad dude.
He is.
Sue me. He's a bad dude. He's not a good guy. Beat the hell out of his wife on multiple occasions, his pregnant wife on multiple occasions.
And not only that, was sending questionable, controversial pictures of his Johnson during the White House visit when Ohio State won their national championship.
I did not know about this.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not a good dude.
Not a good dude.
Well, then.
So this is the guy that he is a wide receivers coach?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
A wide receivers coach. He's not even a coordinator.
No.
He's not even a coordinator. This guy, it's a joke. This guy does not have a real job. You can replace this guy easily.
Easily.
And Urban Meyer decided to put his entire job, his morals. Remember, he had 31 arrests on that Florida team that he said, I just couldn't do it anymore. I had these health conditions. Urban Meyer's a joke. I'm sorry. I'm just going to – I didn't want to come this hard, and then I started thinking about this. He is a joke. And this is exactly what is wrong with college sports. And he got three freaking games. Three games. Great. When how many did
Todd Gurley got four or five for giving a – or not even for giving signed a jersey that was sold.
Right. That
and Jim Trussell was no fired. Of it,
right? Jim Trussell was fired for
tattoos.
For lying about tattoos. Knowing if his players exchanged tattoos for jerseys. You got to be kidding me. The NCAA and the entire system is the most...
But do you think he's going to hold the job after this season?
Yes.
You think he's going to continue to hold this job?
Yes, because there's two people in the NCAA.
Let's be real, though. Is there real... I mean, the way... Okay, so...
If he wins the Big Ten, yes, 100%.
He's not winning the Big Ten. Let's get real. Michigan State.
I mean, watch him go out there, man, and do it. He's going to do it.
Sorry, Michigan ain't going to win it, Derek.
I'm not saying... No, I said he's going to win it. I'm saying Ohio State's winning it.
Against Ohio State.
Michigan State is a contender this year.
Sure, okay.
They're a sleeper. Okay. Wisconsin. Okay. The Big Ten is a bit...
They're a good...
Wisconsin will never win anything ever.
He's sticking around, man.
Wait, you guys are forgetting about Penn State with Jordan Mosoli, the quarterback that's a Heisman front runner. We have Michigan State. We have Michigan. We have Ohio State. We have Wisconsin.
But look at the pedigree. That's beside the point right now. The fact of the matter is...
Dudes, we have the Iowas that always knock off those big teams.
We're not trying to figure out the Big Ten right now. We're just trying to talk about how Urban Meyer is going to keep his job because of the fact he's Urban Meyer. If there's a king of college football, it's Nick Saban.
Right.
If there's a second in command, it's Urban Meyer.
Correct.
Those are one and it's one and two.
Derek, I will give you that. But at the same time, the way that this has unfolded, the way that it has come out with his three-game suspension, and then he had the press conference, and we had that live press conference where everyone was like, you know,
where he tiptoed around everything.
He didn't even mention the girl's name.
Right. And Courtney Smith, the wife of the accused, you know, the victim of this entire situation, when that reporter comes out and says, what do you have to say about Courtney Smith? What do you say to Courtney Smith?
And he replies,
I'm sorry for everyone. I'm sorry about the situation that this happened.
Yep.
That just shows you this guy has no remorse. This guy has no gall of really what he has done.
But he has one of the best jobs in college football and $7.6 million coming his way. And the reason why, because
he's gone
wins.
After this year.
I'm just
no,
saying
he's
it's,
not.
He's it, gone after this year. Mark my words,
let's
he's
not
gone
even
after
worry
this year.
About next year. The fact of the matter is what he did is a fireable offense in any
job.
Any job. Any line of work that is a fireable offense. You covered up knowing one of your employees beat his wife.
All right.
On multiple occasions. He got a three
game
suspension.
One of which recorded being her in an 8th month pregnancy.
Correct. And he showed up. Zach Smith showed up while his wife was pregnant with his child on their anniversary and with Urban Meyer's secretary, and Urban Meyer didn't know anything.
Well, I mean that's nothing to write home about. I mean that's just a bad person being bad. You know that's not.
But this is just
in any way, shape, or form being. Let's keep it to legality here. You
I
know
mean,
what
unfortunately, like, we all look bad at Ohio State. But the thing is, Ohio State still feels good about themselves because they gave the guy a 3-game suspension. Thing. All right, we took the guy away for a little bit, but you know what? We're maintaining the sanctity of our program.
And if you're an Ohio State fan, I don't blame you, because as fans, we often sell our souls for the betterment of our team, right?
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, on multiple occasions, we can all probably point to situations not maybe of this magnitude. But the fact of the matter is the NCAA is broken. College football in general is broken. None of the players get paid. These coaches make giant money, and they cheat and they sell their soul year in and year out, and we still tune in. So are we part of the problem? Probably. I don't know how much more time I want to spend on this because it is exhausting.
Urban Meyer sucks.
It is so
just adding on to the fact that he's already going to hell. So it's like, you suck. You're going to hell, bud, and you suck.
And you're sitting next to Zach Smith, so have fun.
Right, the frustration.
Talking about an awkward way to hell, you know what I mean?
So how'd you get here?
Hey, sorry, dude. Didn't mean to throw you under the bus. I didn't think I'd be here, though.
Jeez.
And then they get down there, and Aaron Hernandez is like, welcome!
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry.
Are you done being edgy this show? Yeah. You already dropped an F-bomb.
Sorry.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. I'm just so excited you're back, Jerome.
I'm excited I'm back, too.
Take it back, buddy. Take it back.
Can we get final words on this, or should we just move on?
Move on.
Ohio State is a national championship contender this year.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
Great final word.
I can't wait
for the fluff pieces after Ohio State beats Michigan, and we talk about the program that Urban Meyer built. Urban Meyer, no doubt. I guess I do have a final word about this. Urban Meyer, no doubt, is one of the greatest college coaches of this generation. He's probably number – he's got to be number two after, obviously, Nick Saban. But
number two, though, I mean, we're ruling out the Mac Browns. We're ruling out the Paul Bear Bryants, you know.
Mac Brown won run championship.
We're talking about two. Right now. Currently in the NCAA.
Yeah, I'm talking
right
about
now.
Currently.
Right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's been
He's
on the outskirts of the greats.
You can't forget that Florida team that Urban Meyer.
No, yeah, great, yeah. The Tim Tebow eras. You know, he had Cam Newton backing up Tim Tebow. I mean, that's obviously a great lineup there. But I mean,
what, you had two tight ends.
I mean,
great?
Give me a break, dude. I could be a great college coach if you give me a bunch of misled youth and I lie about it.
Okay, but the thing of the matter is, what makes Urban Meyer? It's all comes down to recruiting. And he's good at that.
Mm-hmm. He's great at it. Yeah.
Yep.
Obviously, the guy's good at lying.
Yep.
Dang.
Right, I wish we had a ding bro. Because if this was on a point system, Derek just won the entire argument.
You're welcome.
Mic drop.
Yeah, Urban Meyer. Let's just
move on.
I want to move on. I guess the last thing I want to say about this is, we all have known how corrupt the NCAA is for years, and I think it's unfortunate that we continue to put winning above anything else, because I feel like this is more than a fireable offense, and he should have had his job taken from him. And what are we teaching these kids that are sacrificing their bodies week in and week out and working year-round, not being able to make any money off of their name that they have worked their entire lives off of, when you have a coach who is out here doing these types of things? It's embarrassing. And I think as a sports community, we could do better. We need to do better. This is a joke. Three games. Against who again?
Oregon State.
Right.
Rutgers. And TCU.
Yep. Okay. And
TCU is the only formidable opponent.
They're ranked. Yeah. So they're ranked.
Yeah, they're 16.
Oregon State.
Ohio State has the number one recruiting
Rutgers
class.
Went like 1-12 last. 1-10 last year.
This is a joke. Good job, NCAA. Well, how does it? Let's stay here for one second. How does the NCAA get away with this year in and year out? They make complete asses of themselves, and then guess what?
Did they not like investigate themselves on this one? Did they really let Ohio State do their own investigation?
That's a great question, like, Brad. And yes, the answer to your question is yes. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. College athletics is a joke. It's not the college athletics we grew up. Well, it is, but it's it's pretty terrible.
It's just a bigger pie now.
Let's move on because this is depressing. And I'm happy because I'm back with my guys, and we're talking sports. Sports, for the most part, should be fun. OBJ,
getting paid.
As Derek put in the rundown, more like OB paid.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
What was the contract?
I believe it was $95 million, $67 million guaranteed.
The biggest contract for a wide receiver ever. And what I'll say, as far as wide receivers are concerned, well-deserved.
Very deserved.
He's got the best hands in the league.
The Giants are irrelevant.
They have a terrible quarterback.
Right, and he makes them look like a Hall of Fame team.
Yep. Whoa, Hall of Fame team?
Yep.
A playoff contending team.
They didn't make the playoffs the last 2 years.
He's getting really edgy right now, like over the top. Let's
be real. Everyone hates Eli Manning for his run-of-the-mill mediocrity, even though he has two Super Bowl, rings. Let's be real. He was carried on those defensive squads with the Michael Strahan years and all those, and now he has OBJ in the sense of it's resurging his youth, granting him another 3-4 years when he should probably not be starting this year at all.
Yeah.
They probably should have drafted a new quarterback this year.
Yeah, I mean, they got to love Eli, though. The guy he's is got just, what? Maybe he's got the Manning blood flowing through him. And that's like worth
PR, PR, yeah. He's not an Urban Meyer. He's going to do well.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be honest and he's not going
to
get caught
really
up in turmoil.
He doesn't talk, so it's good. You can't really lie.
So, but I mean, looking at stats, he's in the 3 full years. Last year, he only played 4 games, 2 of them starting.
Are we talking OBJ?
OBJ. So in the 4 years that he was there, or 3 years that he fully started from his rookie year, 2016, he was top 5 in almost every category in receiving yards, yards per game, and touchdowns. The only time he wasn't in top 10 or top 5 was in 2014. He was 10th in receiving yards.
And he had the ankle injury, didn't he? Or
I can't remember on that one, but he's been top five the 3 seasons that he's been fully been playing. So
and he's got Eli Manning throwing to him.
Exactly. Right now, yeah. He's been catching Eli Manning's interceptions all year long. So
not an interception. Not an interception.
Well, he's a marketing dream, you know. He's the, like we said before we got on air, you know, he's the Randy Moss of this NFL. He's
and who cares if he does some blow overseas and is
in
trying
Miami.
To get a couple, you know, women to, you
it's
know,
what they do.
All sleep together with him. Good for him. I'm glad he has the money now to be able to do that.
As long as it was consensual,
that.
I'm down.
I don't care.
Well, I mean, if you would care.
Yeah, as long as it's consensual.
You don't care if it was consensual or not, weirdo?
No, that's not what I... Come on.
Welcome back, Terrell.
Okay, that's you bad. Don't even start with that. Okay. I'm just saying...
Someone else.
OBJ, he has been controversial in the fact that he is a diva. He has funny hair. I see a lot of kids out here, especially the youths. Out there imitating his hair. His hair is ridiculous. I kind of have a similar haircut going if I let things go too much further. But he's well-deserving of the money. The dude is a beast. And if I was to draft a wide receiver, I would take him over anyone in the league. Over Julio, over Antonio Brown, I would take him over anyone.
Right at the draft. Like in their primes, not right now.
No, I'm saying like based on what I know
draft.
About them.
You do
them.
The entire draft and you have all those receivers. You have Julio, you have Odell, you have all these guys.
I'm taking Odell.
Really?
He has the best hands I've ever seen. He has great breakaway speed. He may not have Julio Jones breakaway speed, but he has better hands. He can do...
I would take DeAndre Hopkins over Julio Jones.
That's crazy to me.
Okay, well, we can talk about this after the show and fight about it, but...
Yo, for those of you who don't know, every time after we end the show... We go to our own personal fight club at Beach Hut Deli. Shoot free throws.
14, dude.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
rule
I'm
number
sorry.
One, dude.
Rule number one, don't talk about Fight Club.
And
I
he
already
just talked about Fight Club.
All right,
so.
Well,
you broke
I'm out of Fight
rules
Club.
Right there. You broke two rules.
Jeez, I just got back. I'm sorry.
But yeah, we go to where?
Nowhere.
Exactly.
And shoot what?
And we talk about nothing. And we shoot nothing. But if we were to,
hypothetically,
if we were to, I don't remember my point, but basically,
your point was what we
did
after the show.
Show.
Yes.
After this.
And after this, I'm going to argue to the death, and I'm going to bring this pen, and I'm going to stab anyone in the neck who disagrees that OBJ is
wow,
the best
Scott.
Wide
okay.
receiver in
valid.
The league.
Violent.
Valid.
Really quick.
Even
Wait,
though,
that
real
he
quick,
is or that he is not?
He is. Antonio Brown's pretty amazing for what he does at 5'8".
Yeah.
And he's listed at 5'10". Antonio.
We all know he's not.
Drake towers over that guy. Granted, Drake is 6'2".
His 7-year-old son is like the same height.
Exactly my point. Antonio Brown's basically a little person out there.
With but killing it.
Oh, my God. He's so good. I cannot wait for football.
It's already back, dude.
I cannot wait.
I mean, until the regular season starts, it's not back.
High school football's back.
Derek's been pretty down.
High school football is in week 2. College football is coming up on week 2.
Yeah, yes. Again, that has yet.
College football's on week 2. What?
What?
Wait, what games have actually been like?
Last week was the opening weekend of college football.
To like, no one cares about
Division
2. For Division 2.
FCS.
Congratulations.
Getting Bowling Green versus Temple.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, no one cares.
Is that not
football,
gentlemen? No one cares.
Really?
Gentlemen? It's not football.
We'll talk about it later.
I do want to point out that... Derek and I have been kind of in lockstep with, we don't care about this football season. And I realized while I was gone,
Liars.
I
You kind of care.
I care so much. I cannot wait. And I'm going to tell you something because I've known Derek for a while. Derek is, he's like my soulmate if I hated myself. Well, I do. So he's basically my soulmate. And I can guarantee you in a week from now, Derek, he will never admit it. He's a little excited for football.
Nah, dude, I'm really not. Like,
the kid that says he is taking the season off and hates football is in three fantasy football
leagues. I'm in two right now. I am trying to get out of it right now. I'm trying to pawn one off to Jordan.
You're a liar.
He's going to take over.
That's a good look. Yeah.
The only reason why I'm doing the only one back home with my boys is because that's the only thing I do with them.
Well, you have to. You have to. You have to.
I have to do that one.
Like I said earlier, I was talking to John about this. I've been in my fantasy league, I think, for 15 years. I've been in one league. One year I did two. The other one didn't matter to me. There was one league that matters to me. This year it is a $300 buy-in. It's a 10-league team. Winner takes all, $3,000 is at stake. Bruh, I live in Chico, fam. I can
That's
go
like
to
half
Hawaii.
A year.
Dude, I could go for vacation for 6 months on $3,000 up here, okay? Yeah, with the way I drink, probably not. Anyway, this is FM 90.1 KCFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You're listening to the soothing sounds, the argumentative sounds of Talking About Practice. We are Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. And we are made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidering in Chico since 1980. Using the latest technology in their state-of-the-art building, The Printed Image provides custom screen printing, embroidering, and promotional products for business, organization, or special events. For custom apparel and promotional products, The Printed Image has dedicated specialists providing quality service, quick turnaround, and memorable products. Call 898-9525. That's 898-9525 or visit printedimagechico.com. I'm going to go ahead and apologize to you people once again because my voice sounds terrible because I picked up some nasty bug while I was out in Chicago. Partying my butt off. I got to tell you guys, I don't understand what the appeal is about San Francisco, which is a city I grew up in. And when I say I grew up in it, I mean I used to live there when I was born till I was about 7 years old. I love San Francisco. That place is a bleep hole.
Agreed.
Compared to Chicago, compared to a lot of these other great places around the country. Chicago was so clean. And I don't understand it. Don't get me wrong. There's, you know, not the greatest parts. When I was there, there was 60 shootings over the weekend in the south side and west side of Chicago. Me and my boys were...
60 or 16?
60.
60.
This is Chicago we're talking about.
60 yeah, shootings.
Still, you were there for what, a day and a half?
Yeah, there were 60 shootings in that 36 hours.
Chicago.
Welcome to Chi-Town, man.
Yeah. We drove through the south side, and it was interesting. I told my boys, like, yo, when you drive through the hood, as long as you're not a tourist and you're going somewhere, people, for the most part, leave you alone. So we saw a lot of the south side. We were curious. They were curious. We talked to a young man. God, I need to get his name. I think it was Jamal. It could have been Tamal. I can't remember. But shouts to him because he was very open and honest with us about his situation and just life out there. And, you know, it's just a lot of people that feel like society kind of forgot about them. But it's a beautiful place, man. If you get the chance to visit, let me tell you, let me paint a picture for you, okay? I land in Chicago. Gonna go meet up with one of my best friends. Probably my best friend. I've known this kid since I was 4 years old. He and his wife is pregnant. They're going to drive to South Haven, Michigan, where the wedding is that we're going to, right? I get there, and my other buddies are already in downtown Chicago, and they're like, yo, I know you're supposed to go to Michigan tonight. You need to stay in Chicago. Let's party. I'm like, all right. Call my boy. I'm like, yo, I think I'm just going to catch an Uber downtown, meet my boys, whatever. He's like, yo, I get it. if Melissa wasn't pregnant right now, I'd be right there with you. So I go out. I go talk to a cab. How much is it going to be to get to downtown Chicago? Where are you going? North River. All right, that's going to be about $65. All right, cool. I'm going to pass for right now. I'm going to look this up on Uber. What's it on Uber? $70. All right, that's a lot of money. Homie calls me. He's like, yo, just catch the train. Catch the train downtown. How much is the train? It's $5.
Oh,
I'm not even joking. I walked downtown from the O'Hare Airport. Not even downtown, I'm sorry. I walked downstairs, just downstairs. There is a train right there that goes straight to downtown. 35 minutes, no traffic, $5. Worst part about it, the worst part about my entire trip is this big black girl threw her bag on me and was like, can you hold this? I was like, yeah, I can hold it. And she goes, where are you getting off? I told her where I was getting off. She's like, I got you. I'll let you know when you need to get off. That was the worst part about my trip. And it was great. It was great. $5. God, I love that city.
Suitcase or duffel bag?
Duffel bag.
All right, that's at least it's like
probably had some money in there.
Well, at least it's, you know, malleable, you know, and just you can.
So
and she said she would hold on to my suitcase for me so it would roll around because it was sitting next to me. She had to put it on the ground. She had her hand on it the entire time. She was a sweetheart. Shouts out to Shantae. She was a sweetheart. She was great. She gave me directions all over the city. I love Chicago. I want to go back. I would live there except for their winters. So, shouts to Chicago. Stepman Brad with the North State update.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's got facts.
He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Stepman Brad's North State update.
All right, y'all, big weekend. Well, Friday, start of the week for high school football.
A lot of
teams started. PV football started, and they won 32-12 over Yuba City. Not the biggest game, but they're always a competitive one in the beginning of the year. Their next game is against Valley Christian at Chico State.
Wow.
Yeah, at Chico State.
Valley Christian, that's a good squad.
That is a really good squad. They're actually playing Rancho Cotati. Out of
we're making up names.
No, this is actually out of Sonoma County.
Wow.
They're a big school, big program. They'll be playing them in the next 2 weeks. So, and then big story here as well: Chico High football back on home turf for the first time in 66 years.
Wow. Wait,
they have not played on their home turf.
I thought it was like 2007 or 2008
No,
or something like that?
It was 66 years since they played at Chico High.
Wow.
They've been playing at Chico State, Butte College, and then PV between that time.
For the last 66 years.
For the last 66 years.
Wow. That stadium they did this summer is
They redid
gorgeous.
Their stadium. They just made
Hats
it.
Off to all the guys.
They played against Sacramento High. A back-and-forth game until the very end. A field goal separated it. Chico High wins 15-14 to open and christen their stadium.
Can I give a big shout out to Chico High because they made a brick for my grandfather on the.
That's awesome.
Your grandfather was a big coach here in town.
Yeah, he was there for 32 years. He's an offensive line coach. He is a Chico State Hall of Famer. And the coolest thing about that, if you look at his plaque in the wall at Acker Gym, it has a break. It's from 1940. To 1942, and then there's a break because he went to the war. It's 45-47.
Dude, wow. That's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Hats off to him.
Wow.
So shouts to my Gramps and
like
Chico High for recognizing
right
him. No doubt.
All right. So going
what
back.
What else we got, brother?
PV Volleyball participated in the I-5 Brawl, went 5-1 there, lost to Sheldon out of Eugene, Oregon. They're 8-0 in their season so far. So good team to lose to if you're going to lose to somebody. Lose to somebody good. Next match is going to be tomorrow against Roseville High. Chico State soccer officially starts, and men's will be starting on Thursday against Seattle Pacific at home, and women start against Regis University out of Colorado Friday at 7 p.m. And then Chico State volleyball starts off 4-0 in the NorCal Volleyball Classic. And their
of
next-
course we do.
Yep.
Our Chico State women volleyball, year after year, they ball.
Here's the thing.
Ball.
Chico sports in general, from high school all the way up to college, this has been the best 10 years we've ever seen collectively. We've seen number ones in baseball, basketball. It's been ridiculous. So if you are in the area and you want to watch good sports, go to Chico High, PV, Chico State. It doesn't matter. You're gonna find great athletes over there. Yes. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
But shouts to everyone but PV. I'm just joking.
Hey,
the Vikings are okay.
Viking fam, right there.
Sounds like a Chico
all right. So here, but here's another big story. So we've all heard about the car fires and how it's been affecting Reading and everything,
it's
and
huge.
Also, a team out of Reno, McQueen High School, played against the Enterprise Hornets first game of the year. Their school was raising about $6,000 for the car fire. They're going to give it to them at halftime. They ended up giving them $10,020 to the car fire relief.
That's awesome.
A team out of Reno, not even
that's
in the state.
That's awesome.
It's great.
They came. They wanted to support because they knew that they were going to be on the in the schedule. And they said, you know what? We want to do our part. And they gave it to the Shasta County Office of Education. So kind of any student that was displaced in the
that's
fire.
Awesome.
They're giving it to
that's
them,
amazing.
And hopefully
shout
can help
out.
So, and then John, you had something as well.
Yeah. Along with the car fire as well, we are doing tonight as a community at LaSalle's restaurant. We are doing a little party for the car fire relief. It's a $20 entry into the restaurant. There'll be drinks served. It's going
Tito's in matching, correct?
Yes.
Don't forget that.
From 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. $20 going in. Anything, all proceeds, all money created from drink sales, from ticket sales, are all proceeds going to the car fire relief. And Tito's Vodka has got in with us and has agreed to double anything that the community matches tonight.
That's awesome.
That's great.
So
right.
Over the last week, the Chico restaurants and bars have raised over $16,000.
There we go.
For the car fire. And that number is only growing. So I've heard yesterday Megan Rapinoe, a local Reading, California soccer, US women's soccer.
Yep. Went to Foothill High School.
Yeah, started a charity in the car fire's wake as well for us, and she has raised over $20,000 herself. So we're looking at close to $50,000 for the North State already. So
and beyond that, if I could brag about my listeners from Flipside Radio,
I
was, man, it makes me makes me tear up a little bit now. I can't thank you guys enough. I gave you guys a place to donate some money, and to my surprise, I got an email the next day. You guys donated over $5,000.
Dude, wow, that's
and,
great!
Wow,
damn.
That's again, it makes me tear up a little bit because I couldn't ask for anything more. You guys, I know a lot of you guys are just college students, are broke and have nothing, and I asked you guys to open your hearts to the people just north of us, our neighbors, and you guys did so much more than that. So
it's huge.
I'm more than grateful and really taken aback by that. So thank you. Thank you to everyone who has donated anything, any time, any money. We're just listening to one of the cooks from the place I work at, John, you and I, who his family helped transport over 130 animals just
right.
for, you know, a lot of people have really stepped up, and it's been great to see people step up in this time of crisis. So thank you to everyone. And again, you could come support tonight and go to LaSalle's.
Open to the public 8 to 12.
8 to 12.
Tickets sold out the door, correct?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
every dollar you spend will be matched by Tito's Vodka out of Austin, Texas. Shout out to Austin, which used to be my favorite city in America until I went to Chicago. And now it's number two. We're doing some good things out here. Let's keep it going.
So, I mean, that's it for
that's
my...
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
That's an update.
Good luck following that, Derek. So we're going to smoothly transition to Derek sharing some news that
Derek's been pretty good on his news lately. You've been missing out on a couple weeks of his good news.
I always have good news.
No,
I mean,
I guarantee you every single one of those stories keeps you entertained.
Yeah, well,
in some fashion.
Yeah.
That beer you talked about, I'm still it's
you're
not
thinking
resonating.
About it.
Oh, yeah, we
you
don't
still
need
think
it.
About it.
It's
though.
Weird because
it's interesting.
No,
yeah.
we don't.
Do I want
let's
any part of
not
it? No.
Ever bring it up.
But
again.
I'm glad I brought it to the
this is
attention.
Podcast material. Let's save it for the pod. Speaking of which, the world's greatest podcast. You can go ahead and check it out. Talking About Practice podcast on iTunes and wherever the hell else you get podcasts. Because I didn't even know. I just Googled us and I found us on like 100 different platforms. They didn't even know existed. So go ahead and Google that. You'll get us unfiltered,
which has already happened in this show. But
yeah, we may be back next week. May not. Thanks,
I
John.
I probably won't be.
Yes. Derek, hold on.
Yeah.
Tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. It is time for the news.
The news.
I didn't realize, but apparently this past weekend the VMAs happened.
Oh, God, Derek, you're getting so old. I love it.
So, yeah, the VMAs happened. Apparently no one, I'm not the only one who didn't know that, because they had abysmal 5 million people watching that.
Yeah. I've heard it's over 50% down over the last, like, 2 years.
It is 15% down from last year. And last year's episode went up against the Game of Thrones season finale.
Oh.
So they were 15% down when they didn't have the Game of Thrones season finale to compete against. So, MTV. You're
Tiger,
doing
step your game up.
I mean, let's face
Where's
it.
Where's Ananda Lewis?
Let's I'm bring just, back the slimy of people.
I'm just saying, MTV is MTV. Now just... That's Nickelodeon, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah,
sorry.
Bad joke.
I'm just saying, MTV, just accept the fact you are reality television now for high school kids.
Oh.
Pre-teenagers.
I mean, at the best.
Yeah. Florida Bama Shore ain't bad, though.
Okay, I will say that. Hold on. That's not bad. That's not bad.
I don't watch that. That's not bad. But Jersey that's Shore...
No, Florida Bama Shore.
No. Wait, get that out of here. I am a Jersey Shore fanatic, and I'll watch that show. I don't care if they're in Vegas, Miami, Italy, New Jersey. I don't care. I'm going to watch it.
England had that first series called Geordi Shore. Look it up. If you guys ever see it, there's like 12 seasons.
Hey,
it's epic because it's like...
Okay, cool.
It's like Jersey Shore, but they have British accents.
You know what else they had?
It's epic.
You know what else they had? Taxes on tea. Get them out of here.
That was 1700. Next, get over
what's your,
it,
what's
man.
Your next?
I will never get over it. Okay?
Never.
Paul Revere rode his horse for a reason.
I don't even sure he did.
Okay, no sure one knows if he
ran.
Did.
He ran.
But you know what? People lost their lives, so you and I could be free, and we could watch Jersey Shore, not Geordi Shore, okay?
What if I wanted to watch
Geordi
Shore?
You're welcome.
What if I wanted to watch Geordi Shore?
Then go to you're England a communist. And pay some taxes for tea, you idiot. Go ahead.
Sorry. Moving on. For those of you who are diehard Michael Jackson
what
fans.
What is this show?
And ultimately love the King of Pop because he has the number one selling album of all time, a.k.a. Thriller. Psych, not anymore.
What?
It's the greatest group ever.
One Direction?
The Eagles. Right. The Eagles have now surpassed Thriller. I'm sorry, not the Eagles. The Eagles' greatest hit album.
Oh.
What a joke, right?
Has surpassed...
Of all rock albums, what do you think it'd be? Rolling Stones or the Beatles?
Is that even a liable, like a category? Like, oh, my best of my best. I, like, plucked from all 10 of my albums. I made one album, and that beats the
because they put an album out, and that album has its own set of sales. And that set of sales for the greatest hit albums for
Malarkey.
The Eagles has surpassed Thriller.
Erroneous.
People apparently, actually buy
apparently CDs? It still are.
Still? Wow.
The Eagles apparently have surpassed Thriller, which rests at 33 million, while the Eagles have 36 million units sold. So, all you Eagle fans out there, what are you doing to us?
I mean, I am an Eagle fan, I will say that, but not in the
sense. The only good one was Don Henley.
Okay, well, you can calm down.
The other albums on that list, for those of you who would like to know, another Eagles album, Hotel California, that's on that list. Billy Joel, Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2. Led Zeppelin 4. Pink Floyd, The Wall. AC/DC, Back in Black, Garth Brooks, Double Live.
Double Live.
Who cares?
Hey, would Led Zeppelin be any good if they didn't steal all their music?
Whoa.
Controversial take.
Whoa, wow. Super controversial. They didn't Quentin Tarantino, dude.
Anyway, moving on.
Is right. Hootie and the Blowfish, Fleetwood Mac, Shania Twain, and the Beatles round out the top 10.
Did you say Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Wow. Yeah. Here we go. Hootie.
Rucker.
Cracked rear view of Hootie and Blowfish.
That was a good
21
album.
Million.
That was a really
great
good
album.
Unit sold.
Shout out to those
nice
kids.
Yeah.
Now, gentlemen out there who have significant...
Yes.
Okay, all right. People like the Hootie out
Me
there.
Me and Brad just became best friends.
For those gentlemen out there who
we can't talk about that.
Who have significant others and want to spice up their bedroom life, John, this is for you right here.
Wow.
There.
Wow.
Drew, you can take notice too.
I told you that in confidence.
Brad, you aren't. No, it's okay.
Neither are you.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking
what
about that.
So, what
yeah.
did I do? I so, just got back.
No, I'm just, let me say, you're, if you're trying to spice up your significant other. With your significant other.
I am single. He is single.
Yes, yeah. I don't have a significant other.
Ladies, we are single.
And I would like to not talk about my situation.
Okay. Well,
I would.
For those of you who want to,
I love my girlfriend.
Who want to spice it up a little bit, there is a new line of menswear. A new line of lingerie.
Y'all would look sexy.
Oh,
in
this
that.
Is the first
thing
I've
heard.
This.
You know, no, we need to make a bet on this one. No. Somebody's wearing this.
So yeah, there is in England. There is a new line.
I've seen this
called Homme Mystère.
Mm-hmm.
And it aims to take the whole idea of frilly panties and wrist-free floral printed bras out of the gender binary,
right?
And provide it to anyone who wants them, aka men.
I get the underwear part. I get the underwear part.
I told you this in confidence, Derek.
This is what you're trying to do right now?
I get the underwear part.
I told you about this brand out of confidence. Now you're just going to bring it up. I text you.
So there you go.
I don't get the whole bralette for men. I get the whole let's remove the gender from sexy garments to impress your significant other.
The romp hems was a little bit far, but now we're...
But, I mean, what is the purpose of a bralette? I have the chest of a 14-year-old boy. What am I holding up?
And a lot of hair.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I don't.
Sorry, I do.
All right. Moving on.
There you go, guys. If you want to get some lingerie for yourself.
What was the company so I could look it up?
Homme Mystère.
Or so anyone could look it up? Anyone.
I'll text it to you.
Drill's already got some.
You asked the question of what show this is. This is the world's greatest sports show.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, talk about practice. The world's greatest sports talk radio show ever in the history of world and sports and talk shows
ever.
Ask anyone. Disney.
Well, not anyone. But let's ask Erin. Erin, are you there? She's not. All right.
Oh my
go
God.
Ahead and get her. Jeez.
Press the button, Brad.
She's on.
Erin.
Erin, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you a question. In the history of world sports and radio, is there a better world sports radio show than us?
Absolutely not.
That's right. I thought. So, there we go. That's why we love you. That's why you're the MVP of the show,
Not
Erin.
Even paid.
That's the people right there.
All
right.
So we're going to talk tennis and golf. But before we get to...
Mainly golf, though.
Well, okay. Can I ask a question? Thank you. Before we get to the happenings of the weekend, I thought one of the most interesting things that came out from golf of the past weekend was the fact that Tiger and Phil are going to face off in a one-on-one.
November 23rd.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
For $9 million, right?
Yes.
Cash.
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask.
Pay-per-view. It's exciting.
Yeah.
So this is what I kind of wanted to ask you about this, because I think this is something that is super interesting. But I want to ask this. Do you think they made a mistake by going pay-per-view?
Absolutely not. As a casual golf fan, I will pay to watch this.
100%.
No kidding.
You would. Okay.
I agree with you, Erin.
100%.
You see, because
so we should all get in a group and watch this.
I mean, think about it. Pacquiao, Mayweather.
Okay, but my point. Okay,
McGregor, Mayweather.
Who would you rather see? I'd rather see Tiger, Mickelson.
This is actually a one golf. I would actually want
to. I'd rather see McGregor, Mayweather play golf against each other. To be honest, no, but I think. So here's my point, and I would love for you to shoot me down here. But I thought that they kind of missed the mark here, because golf has, with the younger generation, kind of been dying since Tiger Woods has been irrelevant until recently, right? I thought
A little bit.
Right. So I thought they had a huge opportunity to bring a more casual, your everyday sports fan into the fold by simply making it available for anyone, putting it on HBO, putting it on Showtime, putting it on one of these networks where you don't have to necessarily pay for just this one program. It's like, for instance, if I don't watch cricket, right? And let's say the two greatest cricket players or the two greatest cricket teams are playing against each other. If you're going to charge me $10 to watch it,
you're going to hear crickets.
I'm cool. Right?
Yeah, but if it's on HBO and Showtime, are you still going to watch it?
Yes.
Really? Cricket? Really?
drove.
But here's the thing: is golf is much more popular than cricket. Like golf is at least an American sport. I don't know anything about cricket. You know, as someone who was a casual golf watcher a few years ago, you know, I understood golf. I got it. And even those who are in the, you know, the younger ages of millennials, and maybe even some of those, I think Gen Y is after millennials, they know who Tiger and Phil are. These are names that are famous that are far beyond golf. These aren't just, you know, famous golfers. These guys are world renowned. So it's a little late for this, you know, kind of like Manny Pacquiao or Pacquiao versus Mayweather.
But
it's a little late, but, you know, didn't we all watch Pacquiao versus Mayweather?
No doubt. And if they have, from what I hear, they will be allowed to make side bets, and that's what I'm in for. Because, you know, Phil is a degenerate gambler. He's a degenerate by all accounts. So if he is saying, hey, closest to the hole on this one, 500K, I am in on that. If it is just another golf tournament with the whole let's be quiet while they hit kind of thing, you know, the whole golf etiquette, I'm out. But if they're doing the whole side bets and they're being degenerates, totally in.
Yeah, but I think the whole thing about, and Aaron, you could agree or disagree, but I think the whole thing about this is bringing that casual fan into the betting realm of it. Like you said, you know, Mickelson being the better that he is, it brings that, because golf, you see golf, it's, you know, 60 players trying to make the cut, and then it gets down to this, and it goes to 4 days, and it's hard to kind of follow as the casual fan. If you get it to one individual, it creates that rivalry kind of sense of, oh, is it Phil? Is it Tiger? It's for this amount of money. It creates that stigma. Am I right?
Correct. And with the head-to-head, there's not the feel. You know, it's one or the other. It's a direct
and both are starting to play really well in the last couple months. They're really starting to kind of find their groove again.
Exactly.
Let's all relax. Tiger hasn't won a tournament since, what, 2013?
He finished
second in the PGA. I get it.
I'm just, what do you mean I get it? Like, it's sarcastic. That's a hard feat, man. You wouldn't even go out to Skyway with us in here in Chico because you're afraid of your irons.
Did he finish number one?
No, he didn't.
Don't care. Anyway, moving on. Unless you want to keep it here.
Aaron, who you got? Who you got? Yeah, Phil or Tiger, Aaron?
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty sure Tiger's going to win, but I want Phil.
Okay, that's exactly. I was going to ask you, who do you want to win?
Yeah, who do you want?
Yeah, she wants Phil.
I want Phil, you know.
Lucky lefty.
Yeah,
who's technically righty.
You know, Tiger was so dominant in golf. How many times did Phil come in second? All the time. He always came in second behind Tiger because Tiger was just so dominant. And it was so sad. It was so, you know, like, you really just wanted Phil to win. And I remember watching Phil win his first Masters. Like, that was so exciting. So I'm not a huge Tiger fan. I really don't like him. I love to see him lose. It really just brings my heart joy.
You and Derek both.
God, you guys are the same person, except you're so much better.
Yeah, I feel like, Aaron, you were the uplifting Isamaki, but now you just said that sentence, and you guys are right back to the same keel.
Dude, she will roast you. Yeah, she will roast more. She roasts more than I do. She's vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron is heartless, and I love her for it. Aaron, you're...
All day, every day.
I'm nicer than her.
You're my second favorite Isamaki.
Can we get another story?
After Guad. No, we don't have time for stories. We actually only have a minute and a half left. So let's get to tennis. What happened this weekend?
The US Open is happening right now, guys. Serena is playing. Last I checked, she was winning. She won her first set. And the other big news, Simona Halep ranked number one last to a number three four. So that's a huge deal.
Wow.
For the men, all the bigs are still in it. Tomorrow, Nadal, Djokovic, and Federer all play. Andy Murray's still in it. So it'll be more exciting next week.
Nice.
But as long as Serena's still there.
I'll be shocked if she's not. They gave her the 17th ranking, which was, you know, that's good. And having come out of her last Wimbledon, you know.
Wasn't her last ranking in the hundreds?
No.
That's her world ranking.
They gave her that ranking in Wimbledon, so they bumped it up now coming into the U.S. Open.
So, Aaron, I got to tell you, you are my favorite part of the show each and every week. Thank you again for enlightening us. Do you have anything on your way out for us?
No, but I did hear that Derek is starting to golf now, so I think we can give me the credit for that, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, and partially me, Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay, with, you know, yeah.
Hey, he gets me out there. His effort really just forced him into it. We made him an offer he couldn't.
Aaron, I don't care what he tells you. He loves the sport, not the game. He loves the sport.
And he is finally.
It is a great game.
He is he's finally embracing his white side.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's a fun time out there. Gets you out in the world.
Hey, Sergio Garcia.
I actually have a funny story about that. And Aaron, I hope after you get off the phone, you tune in because this is a funny story about Derek being white. Aaron, we love you from the bottom of our hearts. We absolutely love you, and you make our show better. Thank you for.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you for all the work that you do. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Talk to you later.
Love you, homie.
Bye-bye. Peace.
So, the quick funny story, because we got to get out of here, about Derek and being white and his white privilege. One day we are getting out of Taco Bell, and he skirts right in front of a cop, pills out right in front of a cop. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, he looks over in the most calm Derek fashion. He goes, don't worry about it, bro. Remember, I'm white. White privilege at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. I am so happy to be back. This was Talk About Practice. Your man, Jarrell Gelber, alongside me, as always, Derek Isumaki, John Lucan, Statman Brad. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week. Maybe. Next week will be only 1 week away from professional football. So, looking forward to that. In the meantime, in between time, you can check my man, DJ J Pounds, out. He has BYOB Radio Thursday at midnight. Check my man DJ PhD out tomorrow at 11:30 for Caribbean.